I want to say that fulfillment could come from less. And it could come from more of something that you're either already doing or more of something that you love, giving something that you love more time because you're taking away other things. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. You guys, I am at our lake house in Wisconsin and I have a house full downstairs of friends and my heart is so incredibly full. And I wanted to come on here just to remind you that sometimes the most productive thing that you can do is to clear space for just being out in nature, for just being with people, for connecting. So by process of elimination is how you can actually get more done. I've been talking about this a lot because I'm watching how in my life, there are so many things that I want to do. I want to read this book. I want to listen to that podcast. I want to take this course. I want to do that thing. And while those are all amazing and they serve a purpose for real, like those things have impacted my life more than I could possibly tell you, most of us don't need to be adding things right now, especially if you're listening to this podcast. Most likely this demographic of people listening to this podcast are probably the people who end up adding a lot to their life. So this is your reminder that the elimination of things is how you actually get to do the things that you want to do. And it's really easy with social media, email, you know, constantly, especially once we get the network that we want. Sometimes it's easy to look around and be like, well, they're doing this and they're doing that. Maybe I should be doing that, and adding more and more, making us think that our value and our fulfillment is going to come from more. Where I want to challenge you today, I want to say that fulfillment could come from less, and it could come from more of something that you're either already doing or more of something that you love, giving something that you love more time because you're taking away other things. So I want to challenge you to ask you, where do you need to eliminate things? Where can you start just focusing on less? So instead of saying, oh, I need to do this, I need to add that, I need to add meditation, I need to read more books, I need more podcasts, where could you actually do less of those things and just focus more on something you love or giving yourself space, giving yourself more time to connect and watching how magically, you know, I believe time is all made up. So really watching how magically you can expand time when you eliminate some of the things that you think might be making you feel productive, when they might actually be making you feel stressed. Isn't that a crazy thought? Sometimes when I look at my to-do list and I'm like, oh, I didn't meditate. Oh, I didn't read. Okay, does it actually matter for that day? It's making me feel stressed that I didn't, except I did enjoy a walk. Like, how could I have just been so present on my walk and let it be okay to not have done the things that I think that I need to do? So where today could you actually do less of something to make yourself feel better, more fulfilled, more productive, right? By doing less. All right, you guys, I'm sending you so much love. I think we should question everything we do. And this life, you only get one shot. And truly, I'm not going to start rapping Eminem, but I really feel like that would have been a good spot for it. So sending you guys so much love. And I really just hope that you can find some things to get rid of so you can feel more present in your daily life instead of from rushing from one thing to the next. So I know that I am about to go downstairs and spend time with these incredible humans that I have at my house because I know that their collective wisdom, the people that are here, the most important thing that I can do right now is spend time with them and sharing and being vulnerable and learning and having fun. And that is going to be the most productive, valuable thing that I can do today. So until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.